So wonderful to see you guys. Let's give them some more love, okay? Good. Yeah, be careful. That's a minefield of wires. Well, good morning again, and happy Mother's Day. So I'm going to tell you a Mother's Day story. A mother pregnant tells her 5-year-old son that he has a sister on the way. And so the little boy, every day once he finds out that he's going to have a sister, he goes to his mom's growing belly and he sings, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." So he sings this over and over and over every day to him, to the little girl. And so not long after that, the mother goes into labor, has the baby, but there's something wrong with the baby. The baby's heart isn't working right. It's just not gelling. And so they put the baby into the ICU. And the mother, realizing that the possibility of this child never, surviving, and her brother kept asking, "When can I see my sister? When can I see my sister?" The mother and father decided to sneak the little boy into the ICU, which is totally against the rules. And two of the nurses standing there spoke up like, "What?" And before they could finish their sentence, the little boy ran to his sister and started singing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. I make you happy when skies are gray." And to the amazement of the nurses and the mother, the little girl, the baby's heart started to beat at a more normal beat, and her blood pressure raised, and they realized that the more he sang, the more this little baby was responding to what he was doing, to the love that he was giving her. And I want to say that that little girl grew up and is a healthy teenager today. The story reminds us of the value of speaking a blessing over everyone and everything. That's why our Joys and Support works here. Because we allow the room for us to know the truth for each other beyond what the condition and situation is, cause and effect. You see, because when we're by ourselves, when we're alone in this life experience, then we think that what's happening to us is only to us. And we don't feel the support. But in a community like this, the effect is you are absolutely supported, you are lifted up, you are blessed, and you are graced. And the story reminds us of that. The value of speaking our word, of knowing the truth for each other. So I ask us each this morning, what story are you telling about your life or about the life of your family? Because the cause of speaking a blessing over our lives or the life of a loved one has an amazing effect. Yes, it did with this tiny baby and the brother. Who they're so close, it's unbelievable. We have to stop in every moment and thank God for exceeding our expectations. Because you see, when we expect, when we allow that is taking place or desiring to take place, more room to happen, it does effortlessly and easily. So we get to trust every moment in a greater outcome. It's easy for us to know that for everybody that speaks, isn't it? Are you ready to know it today for you? Yes? No. How many don't want to? It's okay. It's really for me. See, because the law always responds to our word, to our thinking. Remember, I've said this so many times. The law always says, yes, as you believe, so shall it be. Cause and effect. Our words can either be blessings or not. Our thoughts can be of the past. Are yours? Love, when we start within ourselves, the love, then the automatic response to that is not only fun, but it's joy, it's celebration. It's knowing that with God, all things are possible no matter what's happening. The past, the effect is old beliefs. As you believe, so it shall be. As you speak, it returns. I like to be reminded of this because I have to remember also that what I'm thinking is going to affect the ethers and bring back to me exactly what I've been thinking. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment and when we think about the cause and effect. If you've ever been assaulted or abused in any way, you didn't cause somebody else to do that. I want to really say this. I don't know why bad things happen to good people, but what I do know is for sure that is when we keep telling the story that has happened in the past, the event still is there and present for us. You didn't cause that to happen. Okay? So we can stop at any moment and go beyond a situation that we find ourselves in, letting go and letting good take over in our life. I'm living proof of this, that it absolutely works. What worked for me was going and giving it to God moment to moment, over and over again. I will never forget walking on my creek where I used to pray all the time. And God said to me, "Your job is to love yourself." And I said, "No, don't make me love myself. I don't know how to do it." And I argued with God, as I am known to do. I didn't do it much anymore because I realized that that's kind of a dead-end road. What I do when I hear the voice of God coming through me is I say, "Okay, what else? What more? Talk to me." So I'm arguing with God, and I'm saying, "No, I'll do all of this or I'll do that, but don't ask me to love myself." Because I wasn't brought up with learning to love or being loved. And so after a while that I kept fetching over this thing, I realized, wait a second, there always has been a presence loving me from the very beginning, and that was God. And so I realized that, well, then that's where I needed to learn what love was. So I kept giving whatever the problem was to God. I always just put it in my left hand. "Okay, God, take this. Okay, God, take this one." Over and over and over again. Until it became a faint story in my history. It isn't present in my mind. Because you see, I had to reclaim who I truly am. And I'm living proof that it works, that I am a child of the living, loving spirit of life in me, as me. The more we acknowledge that, the more we recognize it, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, we create an atmosphere of an effect that draws to us greater good, greater magnificence, a greater expression of life than we ever thought possible. I was sure nobody would ever love me. Hallelujah. Rick came in and proved me wrong. And so have a number of you. And I thank you for that. But you see, we have to be willing to receive it. We have to be willing to be open, to be vulnerable, to be available to that love that is desiring to come to us. And it might be from spirit, and it might be from another person, but it might just be from life and the beauty of what's around us. You know, lately, Rick and I, we live out there, and we just look at the hillside, and we have this hawk, and this hawk has babies, and he, I don't know if it was he or she, but was training the baby how to fly yesterday. And here's this big hawk with this little baby flying along with it. Life is good. And it's meant to get better and better and better. And it's up to us to recognize that no matter what's going on in our lives, there is a power for good, and we can use it and we can call upon it and say, yes, this is who I am. Allowing anyone or any event to hide our magnificence defeats us. So stop it. Don't allow it. Remember that out damn spot. So this morning I got into the Gospel of Thomas, and I'd like to read you what the Gospel of Thomas said. Jesus said, if those who lead you say to you, look, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will get there first. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will get there first. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you too. When you come to know yourselves, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the children of the living Father. But if you will not know yourselves, then you will dwell in poverty. And it is you who are that poverty. I love that. The kingdom is within you. Look to the cause that is needing to be healed for you by knowing you are favored by God, that there's something greater within you, and you accept it, you expect it, and you allow that healing to take place. You don't have to know how, but call upon the knowingness, as I did and constantly do with my left hand. I offer it up to God. I say, yeah, that looks like there's a power outside of me, and there is, but there's a power within me, within you, that has the answers. So let's take a $100 bill, and we go to the store with it, yes? And we can exchange that $100 bill for goods and services, yes? Everybody? Nobody? Good morning. So our faith is the currency of heaven that we use today. Hear that? Our faith is the currency for us, in us. The deeper our faith is, the less we are disturbed by events, by traffic, anybody? The past, or someone in a bad mood. Our faith is the currency we use today. The deeper our faith, the less we are moved by events or behaviors of other people. Yes? Yeah, good, some of you, good for you. Faith is the currency of our strength, our happiness, and our joy. It's up to each one of us to be willing to know greater God as your source. That there's a power for good, it's here for you, it's available for you, and because once we understand that, we know that, we put that power in action in our lives to find the right home, to heal our bodies, to find the best job, to find the best partner that we could have ever imagined, greater than what we could imagine. The deeper our faith is, I have to tell you, the more fun life becomes. Do I hear an amen? Amen. So imagine a very serene lake. We're all hiking about now, right? Yes? And that lake is smooth. Oh, it's so smooth. It's as smooth as glass. And it's reflecting everything of nature, like a mirror. You see it? Yes. So now you pick up a rock and you throw that rock as far as you can. Splash! It hits the water. And immediately the ripples start moving out. And the ripples begin to disturb the mirror. And those waves moving out from the disturbance. Yes? Now, that water is only disturbed possibly 1 to 2 inches below the surface of the water. Below that, it is undisturbed. Yes? Good, thank you. The fish are not yelling, "Help! The world is coming to an end." Unless they got hit by the rock. But the odds are they move. You get that picture? There's a calm beneath the surface. This is why our faith is so important. It's so important the deeper we go with our faith and trust that there's a power for good and we can use it. Waiting for you to call upon it. Waiting for you to say, "You know, I want to trust what she says is true, so support me in this, no matter what's taking place." Because the cause is at the center of each and every one of us, so that the effect must return to us in greater joy, in greater experience, in greater fun, in greater fullness of life. Learning to live from faith and trust, it's the faster we will move through troubled waters. It'll be quicker that everything settles down. So I ask you this morning, what story are you telling yourself that you keep repeating, that you're willing to put far behind you? Today, let us each give it to the Divine Mother. That mother love that we all have known or been, it lives in all of us, men and women. Are you willing to accept today that you're the beloved place where the divine resides? This is why I love Science of Mind so much. Why, when I was introduced to it, it became natural for me, because in Science of Mind, we have ministers and we have practitioners who are skilled to know the truth for each and every one of us, but we had to learn it first for ourselves. And we, as ministers and practitioners, we learn to speak a blessing over people for their greater good. We learn that there's something greater within everybody that we sit with, and we allow it to come to life as we speak that word. And my practitioner personally, no matter how lost I get, he reminds me that the grace of God is living in and through and as me, and I need to know that. So I invite you, if you're in need of that, that you get prayer after service or put a prayer request in the prayer box. All of our phone numbers are on the bulletin. We are happy to pray with you because we know prayer works. My son called me the other day, and my grandson, he's just finishing up the 7th grade. He just turned 13, the teenager. And my son called me and he said, "Mom, Aiden is just like me." He said, "I don't know what to do with him." You know, that's always a great thing when a mother gets that kind of call. She goes, "Yes, cause and effect." No, I wasn't that mean. Aiden goes to Catholic school. And so Robert said, he said, "Mom, he's failing class. He's not finishing his work. He's getting lazy, just like what I did. And he's so smart, Mom, and I just don't know what to do." And so I said to him, "Have you spoken the word over him? Have you blessed him?" He said, "What have I got to bless?" And I said, okay, let me talk to him. So, you know, Aiden kind of knows what I do, but it's a little bit unfamiliar for him because he goes to Catholic school. And I said, you know that I'm a minister and I speak the word of God. And do you know that when I speak that word of God, it really works and it helps? And he says, yes, I kind of know that, Grandma. And so I spoke the word over him and I said, you know, you're brilliant and you are beloved place where God shows up. What'd I tell you? And he goes, okay. And I said, well, I don't care what you're doing or what you're not doing, because there is a power in you that knows exactly what to do and knows that you are brilliant and you can move through this seventh grade effortlessly and easily. And he said, okay. The coolest thing, it was just his birthday and he got a phone, and I said, wonderful, now I can text you the word of God every day. So our life will change and does change when God, as our power, as our source, moment by moment, partners with us and we allow it. Who in your life needs a blessing spoken over them? It can be just spoken silently. Ernest Holmes says, nothing can be permanently held unless it be accompanied by right thinking. Nothing can permanently be healed unless it's accompanied by right thinking. How's our thinking? What thoughts are leading you day by day? Now, I want to tell you that my son called, and Aiden called on his birthday a couple of days ago, and he says, Grandma, I'm graduating. I'm moving into eighth grade. I said, good. The word of God over you really worked. He said, yes, it did. Thank you, Grandma. Just don't tell your priest. No. But do you see, it's like somebody believes in him. Somebody more than who he deals with daily, who believes in you. And if you can't find anybody, then talk to a practitioner, because they will tell you the truth. Our life will and does change when we stop repeating limiting beliefs about ourselves. Like I told my son, I said, you've got to keep telling him how brilliant he is. I don't care if he gets tired of it. How would your life be if somebody said, you are the beloved place where God shows up, and you grew up knowing that, that you were full of it, full of that spirit of life, uniquely desiring to express and be experienced through you? See, I don't know about you, but I tried to be like everybody else. I failed at that. And I was miserable. Because I can't be anybody but me. You can't be anybody but you. So find the best you can be today. Tomorrow will be even better. Guaranteed. How differently will you feel every moment when you feel lifted up? Lifted up as the beloved one of the Mother, Father, God. Spirit of life, unique, one of a kind. God doesn't ask you to be any different. We ask each other, stop it. Unique is who we are. A unique kind of the Most High, Spirit of life. Today I invite each one of us to be proud of our unique self, to mother ourselves, to allow that expression of life to be fully felt and known within you, just as you are and just as you are not. Today, let's allow our faith to lift us in every moment, to be that calm, serene lake. Our faith will exceed our greatest expectations if we cultivate it, if we allow it, if we say yes to it. Because when we open to that that is greater than we are and say, okay, God, I don't know what to do here, I guarantee you the answer will come. So let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment and we breathe into this magnificence of our own being. There's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved one. There's only one life, and it is uniquely and divinely and magnificently being expressed as each and every one of us, and we say hallelujah, amen, thank you, God. And we each willingly and lovingly open to that divine, magnificent presence that is unique only to us, falling deeper in love with who we are as individual expressions of the one life and the one power. And I'm knowing and accepting that where there is a need for a healing, that the powerful, loving presence of pure spirit is right where that healing is needed, right where the old belief resides, and we allow it to fade away into the nothingness from which it came. We let go into the new day, into the new expression and experience of our individuality, blessed and graced, knowing that God will exceed our expectations, because today we hand it over to that divine presence. We hand it over to the one power that serves us, that guides us, that lives within us. And greater than what I've spoken in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind to know exactly what is needed. And so I stop in this moment and I recognize that with God all things are possible. And so I release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, filled up, and overflowing. And we celebrate that. We recognize it in each other and within ourselves. And if you're in agreement with me or anything that I might have said, please join me in saying, and so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.